Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Welcome back to Breakfast Business with me, Susan Hayes-Culleton, in for Joe Lynham today. Now, new figures show first-time buyer mortgages for new homes have surged across the country by 50% since 2021, while mover activity has fallen in every region. And I'm joined now by Chief Economist of BPFI, Ali Ugar, for more on this. Ali, this seems like good news for first-time buyers. Is it that they have more money? Is it that they have been able to get more money from the perspective of getting a mortgage? Or is there something else behind these figures that we need to look at?
Good morning, Susan. It's all of those in a way. We've noticed that today's publication, we regularly publish mortgage data on a quarterly basis, but our regular publications only show the sort of the volume and the values at a national level. But today's report, which we publish twice a year, looks at the profile of the borrowers, their average loans, property types, etc., in more detail at a regional level. So, and it covers the full year of 2025. And what we see is that first-time buyer activity has been continuously increasing over the last number of years, obviously with the current demand. And this has been consistent across the different regions. We have 12 regions that are covered in the report today. And we see that in 7 of those 12 regions, we see the first-time buyer volumes, especially for new homes, growing by more than 50% between 2021 and 2025.
And I see here in the report, it says rising property values, mortgage values and household incomes underline the extent to which affordability continues to shape mortgage activity across the country. If we look at those, particularly household incomes, what is the data telling you, Ali?
On average, obviously, we are looking at averages, and obviously there'll be divergences from averages. There'll be some people with more incomes, obviously with some more households with less income. But on average, between 2021 and 2025, we see that the incomes rose by around 20%, especially for first-time buyers. It's a significant increase. And obviously, that income increase is reflected in the current demand, particularly with the first-time buyer demand for new homes in different regions.
Could I also put forward 2 points to you that might also be having an impact? One is the population growth. By virtue of the fact that we've more people here, the likelihood is we've more people to draw down mortgages or even apply for them. And the second one would be the intergenerational wealth transfer. We saw a couple of months ago that there's around about 295 billion euro that will be transferring between generations over the next 20 years. Do you think, would either of those two be having an impact as well on affordability?
Definitely, because obviously households' demand for homes are driven mainly by three factors, as you put it. One is incomes, the other is population, definitely. If population grows, we'll have more demand. And then obviously interest rates will have an effect in terms of what people can borrow and cannot borrow. But definitely the population growth would have an effect on the increase in the demand, along with the increase in incomes, because if population grows without income growth, obviously demand will be subdued.
If we could just get into the regions for a moment here. Only 20% of Dublin mortgages were drawn down by first-time buyers buying or building new properties. Is that just because Dublin is really unaffordable unless you either have a mortgage already, have a house already, or have wealthy parents?
It is as a reflection of the activity in the sort of the construction market in a way. I mean, most of the completions are in the Dublin region. But obviously, affordability is perhaps hitting a sort of a threshold. And we've seen a trend, perhaps, especially since after the COVID, perhaps moving from the from Dublin to the commuter areas. Obviously, working from home is a trend that's helping the first-time buyers in that regard as well.
And what about the border? What are you seeing there?
The border has seen increased activity, all right, when there's some increases in the numbers. But they have the sort of the mortgage, especially for movers, it was the lowest of any region in terms of the median property value, in terms of the median mortgage market values. And in a way, it's a reflection of the activity as well. In terms of economic activity, they were the joint lowest in terms of the median incomes when we look at the different regions across Ireland.
But as you say, the mover activity has fallen in every region. Why do you think that might be?
It is the availability of, in a way, properties, especially if you look at it's fallen across to all of the regions, and it's particularly if you look at the types of homes being built, especially in Dublin, is perhaps the availability of available homes in a way where people are trying to upgrade their homes, but they're not finding that availability, especially in the Dublin region.
So we're back to supply again.
Exactly, exactly.
And one last area I'd like to pick up on here is Galway. Almost half of home mortgages and new properties in Galway were self-builds. An industrious gang have we got in the west of the country, do you think?
Not at all, but it's actually declined actually from 2021, but it's quite high. But especially when you look at the west, southwest, the self-builds actually play a much larger share, have a much larger share of the self-builds. So in certain regions, obviously, with perhaps the when you mentioned the sort of intergenerational wealth transfer, perhaps people have land, well, and they're transferring those to their
kids. Loads to dig into in that report. Thank you very much for joining me, Chief Economist of BPFI, Ali Ugar. And indeed, that is our lot for today. Joe Lynham will be back to you on Breakfast Business bright and early on Monday morning. But
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk
with Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland. Helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.